Another health-related note, the Department of Health and Human Services has declared a National Donor Sabbath this weekend. There's a special push for organ donation within the African American community. More than a quarter of the 87,000 patients now waiting for organs are African Americans. African American surgeons and organ transplant recipients are visiting Black churches to encourage donation. Joining me now to talk about the outreach effort is Dr. Robert Higgins of Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. Welcome, Dr. Higgins.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Can I ask you, African Americans don't make up a quarter of the population. Why is the need for organ donation in the community so high?
Well, African Americans tend to be afflicted by diseases which are treated with transplantation, most notably kidney failure, secondary to hypertension. And so the need in the African-American community is significant.
I understand part of the goal is to demystify the donation process. Can you tell me what myths or misconceptions are you trying to clear up?
I think there's a lot of questions that families have, and there's no wonder there's questions. In the occasion when your loved one has been devastated by some injury, and the doctors say there's nothing else we can do, well, there's a period of grieving, of trying to understand what has happened and why. So when families are asked to make donations in that situation, there's no wonder there's a lot of questions to be answered. And so what we hope is our professional staff on the organ donation side can, in fact, speak to the families, help them understand what the issues are. The transplant surgeons generally are not involved with the activities of the donation process. Yet once the donation process has been initiated, then the transplant professionals get involved. So the two acts, donation and transplantation, are separate. And I think that's one of the mysteries that people have about organ donation.
Are Blacks more reluctant to donate organs perhaps because of mistrust of the medical community? And I'm thinking here back decades ago of the Tuskegee syphilis study that left 400 African Americans untreated.
Well, of course, those things all come into people's minds. I know grandparents and others and more senior folks have some concerns about the medical infrastructure in terms of what it means to them. What we're hopeful is that by having the examples of recent transplant recipients speaking about their experiences, that what we will see is that African Americans benefit, and that in fact it's not a mystery, but rather it's a well-defined miracle of transplantation, which now has a major benefit to everybody in society, particularly African Americans.
If you have a lot of African Americans who need organs and you're reaching out to encourage African Americans to donate, my question is, does it make a difference if both the donor and recipient of an organ are both African American? Can't you just donate across race and ethnic groups?
Of course we can donate across all ethnic groups. That's true. However, in certain situations, if you get an organ from someone who is like you from a genetic standpoint, and it tends to be people who are of the same ethnic background, well, then there's a better chance that that organ will be accepted and has great long-term potential for survival and for benefit.
Dr. Robert Higgins is director of the Heart Transplantation Program at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. He'll be speaking at Messiah St. Bartholomew Episcopal Church there tomorrow as part of the Linkages to Life Organ Donor Awareness Program. Doctor, thanks so much for your time.
It's a wonderful opportunity to share this gift of life, and we appreciate you taking the time to figure it out.